Hi, my name is Melanie McGarva. I'm a trainer here at Newmont. I've been here for 8 years, and this is my counterpart, Jim Huff.
Melanie McGarva is standing in front of a CAT 793D haul truck at Newmont's gold mine in Carlin, Nevada. The mammoth vehicle is 21 feet tall, 23 feet wide, and 43 feet long. When fully loaded, it weighs almost 9,000 pounds.
I guess on that note, pretty much the only restrictions that anyone has out here, whether they be men or women, is just your own personal things that you hold yourself back.
McGarva, who's worked at Newmont for 8 years, learned how to drive one in just a few days, and she's taught plenty of other women how to drive them too. She says when she first decided to work in mining, she wasn't this confident. Now, she's encouraging other women in her life to give it a shot.
Actually, one of my babysitters, I hear a couple years ago, she's like, I kind of need to find something, so I encouraged her, and now she's one of the drillers out in the crew, and she got out here, and like I said, she was kind of timid to begin with, and then after a while, she's like, woohoo, look at me, and away she went.
In more rural parts of the state, pay can be a big draw for mining jobs. Someone starting out driving haul trucks like the gigantic CAT at Newmont could receive anywhere from $25 to $30 an hour. Newmont puts its average annual salary at $75,000, which includes positions with higher skill sets, including supervisors and geologists. Yet, despite this hook,
women are still the minority here. I don't think it's for any other reason other than the fact that just not as many people put in.
Nevada isn't unique in this. A 2015 survey from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics put the percentage of women in mining and related industries at 13%, or just under 120,000 people. Dana Bennett is president of the Nevada Mining Association, a statewide trade organization. She says there's not enough good data on how many women are working in the industry and where, particularly in Nevada. That's why their organization is conducting a statewide survey, asking questions like,
where are they? How long have they been working in the industry? And also to get a sense, too, of what their concerns may be or what their enthusiasms are for the jobs that they have.
Nevada's mines employ a total of 11,000 people directly and up to 28,000 indirectly. It turns out one of the biggest challenges for women in the industry is an obstacle faced by many working moms.
A lot of times women are single moms or they're moms with little kids, and so they're concerned about the hours in which they're going to be working. And so I think that's the same issue that we see in a lot of industries.
At gold mines like Newmont, which are 24/7 operations, that can mean tough schedules. Shifts are typically 10 to 12 hours long and alternate between days and nights. McGarva says even in a city like Elko, where mining is a main employer, childcare can be dodgy. She has two kids, ages 10 and 11, and has had to rely on babysitters, friends, and family. Still, for someone without a college degree, mining presents a path for opportunity not presented elsewhere.
I actually got into mining by word of mouth. I moved to a really, really small town, and they said, this is it. This is the highest paying job, and they pay their people really, really well, and it's a very, very safe mine.
That's Deanna Hall, a continuous improvement facilitator at Round Mountain Gold Mine in central Nevada. She was 18 when she started working in mining and made $19 per hour. She was also shy and a little freaked out at first.
I was mostly terrified, but just out of high school, fresh out of high school, and not really knowing anything about mining at all. When I started there, I had never driven a pickup in my entire life. I actually had only driven a Dodge Neon, so the learning curve was pretty big, but they definitely developed their people.
Now Hall loves the work. Round Mountain, like other mines, skews male, but Hall counts among her colleagues women welders, general foremen, and superintendents. She says a milestone for her career was when she joined the Women's Mining Coalition, another trade group that lobbies lawmakers on mining interests. Lynn Volpe is an organizer.
There are women that work as engineers and geologists and women that work in the environmental end of the industry. So a lot more women are there, and I think there's more opportunity for women to move up in the industry as they continue in it.
Of course, men are mindful of the gender gap, too. Tim Arnold is the president of the Society for Mining, Metallurgy, and Exploration in the U.S.
10 or 15 years ago, we were graduating, maybe 10% of our mining engineers were women. Now, you're much higher. Not 50-50 yet, but much higher level.
Despite higher enrollments, Arnold says, many of the boards of mining companies are still not as diverse as they could be. Arnold wants to see more companies grooming potential female candidates to eventually take on more leadership roles. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.